Welcome to episode 6 of the 7-episode podcast series produced by the Ontario Teachers Federation as part of its suite of parent engagement resources. This resource supports elementary and secondary teachers and educators in their ongoing quest to engage parents and guardians as partners in public education. In this episode, we focus on addressing equity issues and concerns with parents and guardians. When social problems such as racism, sexism, and homophobia surface in our schools and classrooms, the steps towards change are bound to be complex and multifaceted. Teachers, as part of the education team, hold one thread in a web of prevention strategies. All members of the school community need to play a part. When parents and caregivers participate in efforts to prevent bullying and promote equity and inclusion, it creates a ripple effect, amplifying the outcomes. Their endorsement of such values and attitudes, in theory and in practice, fosters coherence in student lives by building a bridge between home and school. Outside of the home, teachers and educators occupy one of the most powerful and influential forces in young people's lives. As a consequence, they play a critical role in modeling the principles of equity and inclusion for which we all strive. Increasingly, attention is being devoted to fostering the conditions in schools that, in affirming and proactive ways, create safe and caring schools. This increased, deliberate, and conscious focus on equity and inclusive education is critical, since overlooking this need can create the conditions that disempower and marginalize students, and by extension, their parents and guardians. And this, of course, is antithetical to the goals of equity and inclusive education. Therefore, it is in the interest of all those who care for and work with young people to champion and model behaviors and actions that foster positive individual and collective self-esteem. Students and their parents and guardians stand a far better chance of feeling strong and free when their identities are respected and when they experience a genuine sense of belonging in the school community. Parents want schools and classrooms to be hubs of social cohesion in which commonalities are celebrated and differences are respected. Teachers share this desire, but they also want parents to realize that while they care about each individual student in a class is by definition made up of many such individuals. Each student has his or her own set of parents and guardians with their own values, belief systems, and expectations of what schools should look and feel like. Effectively, teachers and educators cannot do this work alone or in isolation. Parents can be influential allies, champions, and partners for teachers and educators on the journey toward exemplary, equitable, and inclusive schools. As elementary and secondary teachers and educators, we can address equity issues and concerns with parents and guardians in these ways. 1. Acknowledge that teachers and parents may respond to equity and inclusivity concerns with a different frame of reference. Appreciate that some parents may hold values and belief systems that do not align with provincial, board, or school policies. 2. Take time early in the school year or semester for students to create a positive, healthy classroom community where everyone knows each other. This could involve co-creating, with students, norms and codes of conduct for the classroom to empower students' voices. Share them with parents. 3. Apply a filter of equity and inclusive education by differentiating content, process, and products, curriculum, instruction, and evaluations, to respond to a variety of students' strengths, interests, needs, and learning styles. In this way, parents and guardians will see evidence of equity and inclusive principles in student work. 4. Attend to students' formally identified special needs by making accommodations and modifications as appropriate under the specific circumstances. 5. Embrace equity and inclusive education as a dynamic framework that continues to evolve in response to changes in education and society at large. 6. Leverage the use of parents in their professional capacity and invite them as guest speakers to provide opportunities for students to interact with people whose identities are both similar to and different from those of the students. 7. Be aware of legislation and regulations, including ministry and board policies and procedures and federation guidelines that govern our ethical and legal obligations concerning human rights, for example, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Ontario Human Rights Code. 8. If parents speak a language other than English in the home, try learning a few common words, for example, hello, welcome, thank you, goodbye, in their language, and use them in conversation with them. 9. Encourage equity and inclusion as a fixture in planning school events involving students and their parents and guardians, and design classroom or school-based activities that move beyond special events and celebrations. 10. Frame responses to issues involving equity and inclusion concerns with the recognition that a tension sometimes exists between the individual interests of a student and the collective needs of others. 11. Take advantage of opportunities within existing and emerging structures, for example, school councils, to raise awareness among the parent community about the approaches that are being used within classrooms and the wider school to support equitable and inclusive education. 12. Use both formal occasions, for example, parents' nights, and informal means, for example, phone calls to homes, to invite parents and guardians' ideas and suggestions about ways to deepen equity and inclusive practices. 13. Work with colleagues to overcome or remove systemic or structural barriers that may prevent parents and guardians' meaningful contribution to the classroom or school. 14. Post and display materials created by students in the classroom so that their work and their identities are visually reaffirmed and valued. These will be visual touchstones for students and parents when they are in the classroom. 15. Encourage students to attend parent-teacher meetings with their parents or guardians and use a student-led conference approach to empower students to express their own learning progress, including strengths, interests, and needs. 16. Invite parents and guardians to learning opportunities that help build a shared understanding of equity and inclusive principles and practices. In closing, we can ponder the following. As teachers, individually and collectively, we can identify many opportunities to model and encourage positive behaviors and interactions that help create classrooms and a school environment where bullying is unable to take root and grow. Effective outreach makes a difference in school-wide achievement. Schools that actively tackle challenges such as communicating with parents who cannot make it into the school or who speak different languages have better overall achievement. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast series. To learn more about engaging parents and guardians in equity issues and concerns, including more practical tips and other helpful resources, or to listen to other podcasts in the series, please visit OTF's parent engagement website at www.parentengagement.ca.